Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, I didn't screw it up because everybody in the car screwed up. They said, wouldn't we kick butt and then take the names? I said, no, you might kick the wrong butt. They started
kick
dissecting.
Butt, take names.
They started kick dissecting name, my butt. Chant.
No.
It was the worst. Oh, what memory is little Michael going to have?
Mom and dad fighting.
I think he's,
no. I was on a particular roller coaster that you hang
it's
from.
It's a suspended it. Coaster, sit. So your feet are actually dangling. It's called a suspended coaster.
That is dangerous for a man of larger carriage.
And also not a Birkenstock-friendly ride.
Because have you lost Birkenstocks?
I usually, on those, I take them off and I barefoot on those rides.
Oh, gross.
That's you're welcome, ladies.
Parks. Oh, Rob, God, that's gross.
Oscar.
Just when I think you couldn't be any trashier.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I thought I'd dive right in today. I know everybody was kind of giving me crap for not getting to the whole Legoland thing with my gut and roller coasters and virtual roller coasters, but something has jumped the line. And I wanted to talk to you because years ago when I was maybe 6 years old, my mom took me to the movies and took me to see Mary Poppins.
The cinema?
And I remember the cinema, and I remember the feeling that I had when I was a little boy.
If it was the first release, you were 5 years old.
I was 5 or 6 years old.
A lot of memory. Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I have the memory of her taking me to see Mary Poppins. And so yesterday, Carla brought it up. Carla said to me,
a little more than that.
After we pick Michael up at school, let's go to the afternoon matinee and we'll go and see Mary Poppins Returns. Mm-hmm. And so even during the promo of this movie, I got a little verklempt because of the memories of it and how my mom would have enjoyed going to Mary Poppins Returns. So we picked him up at school. It was off to the theater, and just a wonderful family outing. Now, is that old Mary Poppins?
This is the original overture. Yeah, I don't have music for
I've
the
never
new one.
Seen Mary Poppins.
You know, I found out this week that my mom has never seen the entire Mary Poppins. She's seen
like
bits of it.
The entire original?
Yeah, she's seen bits and pieces, but I watched a lot of it.
Is that the one that's nobody likes a potty pooper, but potty pooper likes you? Is that the one?
Yes, that's it, Oscar.
Different one? Yeah.
The popular Julie
that
Andrews
is
song, Party
Pooper. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is really quite atrocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. There it is. Yeah. I can put those two together and Dick Van Dyke's in it.
Yes!
Dick Van Dyke's in it. And Dick Van Dyke is in Mary Poppins Returns. So
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No, that's another one.
Different film.
That's Jim Shimmery, which is kind of similar. All right, can I go on, please?
I'm new to this.
What, broadcasting?
I know it's early.
No.
Drink some of your coffee.
I'm not.
Have
it's not that. No, I don't have my bagel.
Oh, well, get your bagel. Get him his bagel. Get him his bagel.
Classic Jewish joke construction there.
Here it is. The family goes off to the cinema and sits down to see Emily Blunt.
Yes.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda,
ooh,
right?
Yeah,
no,
nice,
I think
nice
it's Lin-Manuel pull. Noriega. I think is
Lin-Manuel.
And
no,
stop
that was a dictator.
Stop that! Come on, that's a cheesy Latin joke.
That's right.
Hilarious, but, though. As a Latin man, I found that pretty entertaining.
Lin-Manuel Noriega,
and also Diego's favorite actress is Emily Blunt, isn't it? Doesn't he like her?
Emily Blunt.
Does she talk in this film?
who, Emily Blunt?
Yeah, because in A Quiet Place, she didn't talk much, so.
Was she in A Quiet Place?
Yes.
Was she in A Quiet Place?
With her husband,
I'm
correct?
All messed up with the blind spot.
She didn't talk, and it was a really quiet place.
All right, I'm going to ask you two to shut the f*** up for a second.
Hey!
I rarely do that, but I'm going to ask you to
it's
do
warranted.
It right now.
It's warranted,
because
yes.
I need to handle this a little bit. Let me handle this. I'd like to say, no, you know, this may include, for those of you that have not gotten to the theater yet to see Mary Poppins Returns, this may include spoiler alerts.
Oh.
And Rob Spiewak has already seen Mary Poppins Returns.
Damn it. All right,
I would like to say that about the movie, hate is a very strong word.
Oh my God.
Hate is a very, very strong word. This movie, I don't want to take anything away from the effort put forward, especially by the lyricists, who I believe were paid by the word. I believe they were paid by the word and by the sound. The soundtrack to the original Mary Poppins is going to take going to include about 15, 16 songs. The soundtrack to Mary Poppins, did I say the soundtrack to Mary Poppins, the original?
Yeah, we knew you meant that the original had about 15 songs.
The original had about 15 songs. Mary Poppins Returns, I got on Wikipedia and I counted, has 47,000 songs.
That many?
47.
Wow. That seems high.
This movie tries so hard and misses so totally. And if you're a Mary Poppins lover, or if you're a pop culture consumer who likes everything that they swill down your throat, this movie, I was looking at Carla like my testicles were being put on a mandolin slicer. Hated this movie. I hated everything about this movie. Has not one single iota of chemistry or charisma or anything. And they try so hard. I don't take anything away from the writers, the singers, the dancers, the special effects. Herculean effort put forward. I'm not taking anything away from that. I realize how hard it is to do the dance numbers and to do the cartoons and to do everything. But this movie, it had nothing. It had no humanity. It had no soul. There was no chemistry.
Let me offer this. I think I loved the movie, but you have a point in this.
You like anything pop culture, though. You love pop culture.
No. And I will say where you're right is that this movie had the one knock I have on it. It had a mathematical feel to it. Almost
it had a completely mathematical feel.
That you
feel.
Could
it
like
a
cold feel graph to it. It next to
like
the original
set up,
movie.
Set up joke.
Exactly.
Set up, set up
but
joke.
It was. It had the
and,
same structure as the original
everything
film.
Missed. Everything
oh, I don't
lacked
think everything missed.
It had no... There. All right. Let me break it down.
Please.
All right. First of all, the amount of songs, which were these pattery, over-lyriced songs that were just like, every single song was like that. They took the original. The original had some lovely ballads.
Yes.
The original had some emotion. This movie had words by the hour. It was constant. There is zero. And I mean, let's start with the relationship between Lin-Manuel and Emily, all right? Between Mary Poppins and they turn him into a lamplighter because I guess they didn't want to say he was a chimney sweep because that would be too close. Let's put something where, yes, what?
Is she still solving crimes? Because she's a nanny who solves crimes, correct?
No, she is not a nanny.
No, she speaks to the dead is what she does.
No, she does no such thing.
I thought she used her umbrella to solve crimes.
She does not do that. No, there are no crimes involved. Well, there are maybe crimes. Here it is. In the original, you had Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews. And first of all, Julie Andrews, salute to you.
Oh, amen.
For not putting your ass in this movie because you, and by the way, I'd love to know the suit. I'd love to know the Hollywood suit that said, we can't get Julie Andrews, so let's see, who are we going to get? Let's go to the cemetery, get a shovel, and dig up Angela Lansbury to bring her out.
She has just enough dementia, Mike. Lansbury has just enough dementia that she can't say the word no. She does everything.
Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, she solves crimes.
Murder, She Wrote. When obviously you bring Dick Van Dyke in for a cameo. They wanted to bring Julie Andrews in. Of course they did. The formulaic suits.
You know that Julie Andrews actually handled it very classy. The way she declined was saying, I don't want to take away from Miss Blunt's marvelous performance.
There you go.
And that's the way you handle it.
But really,
I
think in truth, Julie Andrews, if she's a smart lady, is sitting at home going, oh my God, mine was so much better. And it is better. And
oh,
I'm
absolutely
talking about with hack special effects in the original, but you had Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews and they had chemistry. There was a romantic connection between them. There is no romantic connection because Emily Blunt plays it like the secretary in Devil Wears Prada. That's the character she plays. There's not an ounce of sweetness in her.
I don't know that there should be a romance, though, because if you're going by the original timeline, Mary Poppins is now what? 35 years, 40 years older than him, even though she's
that's
magical.
Why the whole, maybe, well, then maybe the whole idea was to put it to rest and not bring it out there. And you've got, and then the father now, who was the son in the original,
yes,
apparently,
if Michael you believe Banks.
This convoluted, they hire a 12-year-old boy to play the father.
Who weighs 20 pounds.
With a 14-inch waist. There is not one shred of cinematic charisma in this guy. Nothing. He offers nothing. Where the original father, you felt so sorry for
David Tomlinson.
And it was and then it just goes on and on. They shoehorn Meryl Streep into this movie.
That was the biggest mistake.
But no, there were plenty more bigger. The biggest mistake was making this movie. It was, I cannot believe that this movie is getting the pass that it's getting. And it's getting the pass because it's a Hollywood blockbuster. Mm. And they get complete.
See how much
people,
money they made.
Half the audience applauded at the end.
Well, it is.
They applauded. It's like, oh, isn't this fantastic? Dick Van Dyke is 97 years old or whatever it is. It was. I looked at my wife and I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I brought you.
What
you
was
to
her
that.
Take on it?
Was
it?
Terrible.
What was her
take
on it?
She hated it as well, Carly.
Well, she hates the movies. Yeah.
She doesn't take, doesn't take much for
you brought
her
your
hate
son,
movies.
Right?
What did you like about it?
Okay, here's what I liked about it. It did have the feel of a prestige picture, and you don't get a lot
what
of them.
What does that mean? What is that Hollywood jargon meme? What does that really mean?
What it means is that it is a picture that has a big rollout, huge budget, lots of stuff behind it, lots of talk behind it.
What does that have to do with the actual content?
Can I say it?
Tell us.
It's the first time that we've had a prestige picture that hasn't been set in outer space or had a superhero in it in a long time.
Low bar.
Okay, maybe it is. Maybe it is. But you know what? For me, it was something. It got me out to the theater.
But when you say it's a prestige picture and it's a big Hollywood rollout, can you see me okay? Because you guys are breaking up.
Yeah, you're fine.
You sound great.
Is everything all right?
And you look great.
So here it is. The big rollout, that's like when my grandmother used to say, well, Lawrence Welk makes a lot of money.
That's true.
That's the justification for Lawrence Welk. That doesn't cut anything.
But also,
it doesn't matter.
I liked the fact that it was a big budget musical, which is a format we don't see anymore. You loved La La Land.
Have you seen Hamilton?
La La Land was the most original, with chemistry between the two leads.
I'll give you that.
It was so spectacular that carried the movie. And with songs that struck an emotional chord, almost every song in there had an emotional element to it. There was none of that in Mary Poppins. They were all like, they were these preachy, this is the way you should.
It was a show busy thing. There wasn't a lot of emotion
to
it.
The original Mary Poppins was Feed the Birds.
Well, that's pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. It was gorgeous and it was
Mike,
emotional.
I feel like,
it was wonderful.
I feel like Miranda, who is
Lin-Manuel Miranda,
who has been celebrated and is the next coming of Jesus Christ Superstar, right? So I don't know enough about theater. The way that he writes is in the music. That's how that is.
But they catered the big chimney sweep number, the one that's the equivalent of Chim Chim Cheree. What is it? I forget the name of it. It's the three quarters of the
bingo, Rob, said Rob. You forget the name of it. You forget the name of it. Now, hold on. Let me just make a point here.
All right.
The music from Mary Poppins has stayed with me my entire life. My entire life.
Yeah, but also, to be fair, it's been around 50 years. You've had it for 50 years, though.
Huh?
You've had that soundtrack available to you for over 50 years.
But you had that soundtrack for 50 years because it was iconic. There's nothing, there is not a memorable song in that entire film.
Damn!
Nothing will linger. That's why it didn't win anything at the Golden Globes.
But it was visually marvelous. The animation that they went back to, the hand-drawn animation, it doesn't look like animation.
Every movie is visually marvelous nowadays.
Yeah, Bumblebee was
great. Every CGI movie they do.
But you see, you're missing my point. This is not CGI. This was hand-drawn animation like they would do 50 years ago. All right. Well, this has been fun.
What's wrong with hand-drawn animation if they're not redoing it?
No, it's not. They didn't do the way they do modern cartoons, and it had the look of a cartoon 50 or 60 years ago.
But that's not
pretty.
It's not a breakthrough.
It was pretty. And science, I thought some of the dialogue was very funny. I thought Emily Blunt was very appealing in her character of Mary Poppins. She has a different Poppins.
You're not giving raves, though. You're not sitting there going, how could you not love this movie?
No, I understand why you don't love it. I understand why you didn't love it and what you're saying. I really enjoyed it because it's not something you see on the big screen anymore.
Okay.
And I had a good time at it.
And that I agree with you.
It was a lengthy film that I never checked my watch. I never yawned. I liked the dialogue. I liked the story.
Was there any charisma between anyone? Was there a romantic connection between the sister and Lin-Manuel Miranda? They made him a eunuch.
Yeah,
they made him a eunuch in this movie.
That,
any balls.
I don't know that there's a place for it in this story. And that was my favorite line is when he said that. He said,
I don't have any balls.
There was a song.
That are difficult, you really should be. When spring turns to fall, a man really realizes that he needs his balls. It's just, oh, God.
You fight the winter and the squalls even if you haven't balls.
It was so pattery. It was so
catered to his style in that way.
That's how he sings.
I know why you liked it.
Why?
You liked it because they tried to be so clever. It was all about being clever and not about being entertaining or striking an emotional chord. And when you say mathematical, I completely agree with you. It was almost as though they were sitting there going, we've got to do it this way. We've got
I guarantee you there is at least one point in the production process where they took Mary Poppins as a blueprint, the original movie, and they said, we have to do this parallel scene. We have to do this parallel scene. They have to do this parallel scene. Now, that said, I think many of the times they did it, it worked. The chimney sweep number worked. The balloon number, I thought, was very, very cool at the end. No spoilers. However, I think they did misstep by making the crazy Meryl Streep character try to be like the Ed Wynn, I love to laugh number.
The whole thing.
Could
was
it be
just
possible, Mike, that you
hated it? Hated it!
You have such a warm memory and a loving memory of the original film.
It could have been.
Nothing could have
soured
up to it. Nothing.
I don't think so, because I was actually going in looking for, I knew it was going to be original stuff. I knew that that's what it was going to be. And I was ready for the update, and I was looking forward to it. So, yeah, to a certain extent, though, I think my frustration is that it lacks so much of the humanity of the, it's very 2018, 2019.
What memory is little Michael going to have?
Mom and dad fighting.
I think he's young enough where he really didn't care that, because Carl and I could not keep it in our pants on the drive home. We're just going back and forth, suck, 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 suck.
Now, how did he do with it? Because it is long. It's like over 2 hours.
He was bored out of his mind with those 14-minute musical numbers that permeate from start to finish. It had like 27 songs. It was absurd.
I love the number in the bowl. I thought the number in the bowl was great, where they did like the
number
dance
two?
Hall. The dance hall number when they went into that. I thought that was great. And the chimney sweep dancing was huge.
Yeah, but it was after five numbers that were exactly the same. You know, it's like, okay, ooh, she's got a new hairdo. Ugh. Anyway, so look.
Did you laugh
when
the dolphin came out of the bathtub and she said, not yet?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
That was funny. That. It was a great moment.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Should I see this so I know what's going on, or can I pass?
Yeah, I'd like you to see it.
Oh,
well,
no.
You might be really bored.
You know what? I'd like for him to see it a few times. To be sure.
I'll take my wife.
Wife.
She's into Mary Poppins. She actually wanted to go over the break. I was like, don't have time for
take
that.
Her to see it. Take her to see it.
We went to Bumblebee, Mike.
Okay. That's your superhero, right?
Action Transformers. Adventure. Origin story.
Okay. How many songs in that?
I don't like to come in.
You'd love
you know what I like? I like to come in here and be enthusiastic and happy and delighted and bring music in from La La Land, like I did when I saw La La Land. La La Land was this is on the other. You gotta have that
chemistry
connection, that human connection, which was just it was mechanical. There was nobody that you had a human connection. Were good.
You know what?
They bring out Dick Van Dyke at the end, and it was like Dick Van Dyke was fine, but his mouth's broken, and you know, it's just frustrating.
No, the mouth is fine. It's the teeth.
Well, no, but no, it's something that.
He's 92 years old.
Uh-huh. And that's great that they bring him out there, but that's the part that, you know, you're trying to get the dialogue where it's like that. But fine, go make your own decision. And for people that are going to be pissed off at me, I'm sorry. I felt strongly about it. I was chomping at the bit to come in here and talk about it today because it was such a disappointment. With that said, you do not discount the effort, the choreography, the animation, the memorization of the lyrics, the thousands, hundreds
lots
of
words.
Millions of lyrics. Yeah, pattery, meaningless words with no emotional connection. Yeah, anyway.
Well,
it.
I'm sorry you didn't like it. I wish that your son had enjoyed it more.
Oh, did you think I didn't like it? Oh, I loved it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Please. Tell me you've come to let me fit you for a decent suit. My God, Abe, I've been trying to get you to tweet since Hector was a pup.
I'm not here for a suit, Marshall.
Or something for Rosie, then. Not that I've ever seen her wear the same thing twice.
She has plenty of clothes.
Well, then what?
Well,
it's about dinner. I know. It was a terrible night. I'm sorry it took that turn, all that yelling, all that emotion.
It was very emotional.
Well, you try to make someone do the right thing. It doesn't always work out.
Moish.
Uh-oh. Serious face. Easter Island face. I know that face.
I was wondering, is there any way I can get you to change your mind about taking back the apartment?
Nope. No way. I paid for it. I overpaid for it.
I know.
It was mine to take back. My son knew this.
I'm sure he did.
So what's the point, Hooray? Why are you even bringing this up?
I want to get the kids back together.
Join the club.
And the apartment is a big piece of that puzzle.
I've already put it on the market.
You can take it off the market.
People are going to love the layout and it's so close to the park.
I'll pay for half the apartment.
What do you mean you pay for half?
So we're each in 50-50. Co-owners. Then we keep it available if and when Joel and Miriam get back together.
50-50, huh?
Yes.
Like we did the temple seats.
Yes, just like we did the temple seats.
And you can swing that. Place ain't cheap.
I can swing it.
You can swing for that, but not for a better suit?
My suits are fine.
Your suits are old.
My suits are good.
I shouldn't say it.
No, go ahead, say it.
I never thought you'd like me so much.
No, I like you very much, Moish.
I don't know. We invite you over, you never come.
School keeps me busy.
Shirley never sees enough of Rosie.
That we should fix.
Good. I'll take the offer, 50-50 for the kids.
Thank you, Moish.
Look at this.
Huh?
Look at this, come here.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios. By the way, that's Kevin Pollak and Tony Shalhoub.
So great.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I could listen to that all day long. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, just sit back, relax. Enjoy. Have a great time.
A new suit? I've been trying to get you into tweed.
Yeah, 50-50.
It's a good
there
suit.
There you go. Yes, Moish. Sit back, relax, prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate it. From Battleground, Washington to Brooklyn, New York, send me your new locations.
Do it.
I'll put your locations in every day. I've got a template for it. I want to do that. So if you want to send me your locations, I would love to mention your town. I don't care how small. The smaller, the better. Your small little town, I'd like to put on, from here to here.
With your new studio redo, are you open to an almanac where you can put a pin for each town that is sent to you?
A map would be better.
That is a beautiful idea. An app would be better?
Map.
Yeah, because an almanac is a book.
That's what I meant.
And if you put a pin in, it's not going to shut.
Oh, my God.
50-50. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Here's the great thing about Harry's. Harry's has this lubricating strip over its razors, and I play with the angle, and I've got this perfect angle now where I was shaving with my Harry's today, and I get a smooth shave every day with Harry's, but I got today super smooth, and it was the way I angled this lubricating strip.
Yes.
You can fly through your shave with this lubricating strip. It is so, these razors are so well made. Take advantage of Harry's. They've been with us for a long time. Financially, regular shavers save about $100 a year just by switching to Harry's. So if you use a regular store-bought razor from a drugstore, you can save $100 a year. As for a better you, Harry's products have won tons of honors, including a 2018 Esquire Grooming Award. deservedly so.
Oh, yeah.
He'll keep you looking and feeling great. All I know is Harry's gives me the best shave of my life all year round. Harry's makes long-lasting quality products at a super reasonable price with over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google. And if you don't love your shave, let them know. Harry's will give you a full refund, 100% guaranteed. Harry's wants you to start the new year off right, so they created a special trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. The weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you. You're going to love this.
It's the best.
If you haven't done it yet, you should get on it because it's really worthwhile. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for allowing me to vent. There are things that happen.
I hope you'll like it better when you watch it next time.
But yeah, it won't be happening. There are times when I can't. I'd like to call you guys and say, is there a chance we could come in tonight and record tomorrow's show? Because
well,
I was so
the show
chomping.
Great.
Yeah, I was so ready. I was so ready. I can't believe it's Wednesday and I haven't told you about the holes in my colon yet.
Wow.
Because when last we checked, I was talking about the disinterested park employees at Legoland who were, please get on there. I was thrilled that I could get on these roller coasters and with my kid.
That's a memory, though, with your son,
that
right?
Is
to
cool.
ride.
It's a memory of a little bit of embarrassment.
Did you get any pictures? Because do they do the thing where you're coming down the drop and they take a picture and you can buy it?
Yeah, well, thanks to the listeners who got me the front of the line, that also got me like a digital pass. So,
cool.
We've got all access to all those photos,
That's
but they're
awesome.
All the same. They're basically,
no one ever looks hot in them, but, except for the people that go topless. TOPLESS.
That was me.
Send me those. It was great, but the moment I will remember is when I was on a particular roller coaster that you hang upside down. Not upside. You hang.
It's
from
a suspended coaster, so your feet are actually dangling. It's called a suspended coaster.
That is dangerous for a man of larger carriage,
and also not a Birkenstock friendly ride.
Because have you lost Birkenstocks?
I usually on those I take them off and I barefoot on those rides.
Oh, gross!
That's You're welcome, ladies. Parks.
Oh
Rob,
God, that's gross.
Oscar,
just when I think you couldn't be any trashier, wouldn't you be embarrassed in the middle of rural Virginia, your feet dangling in the middle of the air for all to see?
When is it trashy to have a good time?
I mean,
that's a very common move because a lot of people
what's
wear flip flops.
What's
a suspended coaster?
White
a
trash.
A suspended coaster. Okay, so I'm going on these rides, and the pressure
Common
exerted
move.
On my lower intestine from these bars that they jam you into, not the normal sized person, and certainly not the children, but the man who's just lost 30 pounds.
Okay, I need to ask again to be more specific. If it's a suspended coaster, it's probably a harness, not a bar, right?
Well, no, I'm talking about the first one that I went on, Mr. Smarty Pants, that they pushed the bar into my gut.
I hate
then
those.
When I went... But when I went on the harness thing, it's not a harness as much as it's a bar that harnesses you in.
Yeah.
And so the bar comes down, and then there's a tiny little seatbelt that they click. And at
like
this
a race
point,
car driver?
At this point,
3 points.
I can't. I'm having trouble pushing my ass far enough back into the suspended part.
Oh, no.
And I am saying to myself, oh, my God. God, it's not gonna click.
Yeah,
and they just don't have enough material in the seatbelt.
I have
and
been so, there because if your feet are suspended, normally you would use your feet to push yourself further back, but you don't have that luxury,
especially if you're barefoot.
And I have to tip in here is that you really dwell on weird things at times.
No, this is equivalent.
It's not weird. It's not weird. It's funny,
Rob. It's like it's like someone that's barefoot on a plane. That's just not a place you think someone's going to go barefoot.
Yeah, but on a plane, you're not going to lose your shoes.
It's just not appropriate, I think.
You know what? You're going to lose
they're
your
really
quality footwear.
Okay, very good.
I lost my cell phone. I lost my Birkenstocks.
I wish you'd lose your voice. So the thing is when you go on these rides, It is. I have done it on many different, you know, I've had it. You might not know this. People might not. I've had large variances in my weight through the years.
And yeah, as have I.
And I've been to theme parks at different weights. And there are times when it's no big deal. But when you're right on the edge, here's the worst thing. When the
have
harness,
you ever been denied going on a coaster?
I got really close once. Because the problem is.
Is it your weight that you told me? I would just think, how would you possibly get on one?
Well, how would I possibly make it up the stairs? So the,
no, I mean, I'm just because like the you're big enough, you're bigger than I am in at your highest weights.
Yeah, you know? I've never been denied. And remember, at certain theme parks, I think the Bush owned theme parks, they have special rows for that have larger seats.
5, 6, and 7.
Yeah, usually 5 and 6. You got to read ahead for our passengers of larger carriages. Yes.
Can I ask about your special row?
Sure.
Is it for one person or two people in the special?
Oh, no, it is an actual row. They've just made allowances in, I think, the bar and the belt.
It's
so they're
like
larger.
Business class on a plane.
Exactly.
Yes, so
it
I'm
does
saying,
it from a distance. It looks no different.
So it's 2x2.
Exactly. Right? Well, depending on the ride. I think the one
But so my question is, if you listen to me, is in the fat person's row, would they put you next to another fat person?
Likely, yeah. If person, well, I mean, it depends on how the people line up.
If that had happened to me, I would remember the person they put next to me, right? I just would remember, did they squeeze another?
Yeah,
I remember being with my family in the row, and they were swimming in it.
Okay. All right. So that's cool.
All right. But the worst situation is when you get in, because not only does the bar have to go down, it has to go down a little extra to click.
Oh, yeah. Lock in.
You know, and then.
In this case, it had a seatbelt.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sitting there, and it's the same way, it's a fat person problem.
Of course.
And these are for, and so I'm sitting there, and I'm going, I get the bar down, and I'm sort of tugging it with my left hand, and then I bring it down, and I'm trying to get the little seatbelt thing, and I'm going, sitting there going, Jesus, please.
Don't do
please.
This to me.
Remember in Something About Mary when he's got the crutches, and he's up against the door, and it's going, right there. And so I'm sitting there, and so this guy comes over, one of the disinterested theme park guys, and pushes it down and makes the most lame ass effort. I said, put some elbow into it. And then here's the most embarrassing moment, my fat embarrassing. This is after dropping, some weight.
Right.
I mean, some weight where I threw a few deck chairs off the Titanic. Right. And so it's pressing into me and it's digging and I'm trying to get my ass like further back.
Right. And you can't.
He's pushing and he brings a second guy over.
Meanwhile,
when you're in a roller coaster, you got 18 rows of people that are looking at you like, oh, look at that poor obese man right there.
And it's coupled with the fact that they've been waiting for 40 minutes to get in the seat to take the ride.
It's so like, oh, Jesus. Why is he on that ride, lard ass?
Gonna need some backup.
And so they press. They said, if they don't succeed, it will be, and they lift it up and I have to leave.
Right.
It will be the most embarrassing moment of my life. And they finally click and it goes on. But during that process, these roller coasters, and I went 3 or 4 times on different roller coasters. And by the time I got done with these coasters, there's a tremendous amount of pressure all day long on my lower gut.
Yep.
And I think that might have had something to do with, towards that the end of that day, I'm starting to feel a little, and the worst, by the way, the worst roller coaster experience was, I don't like roller coasters. I'm not going. Sorry, Joel Rogers, but I don't like going on them. Was a virtual reality one where they put the goggles on you.
Oh, you get into the V machine?
And it
you
was
are dead
it
on. Machine.
Oh, no, you wear it while you ride?
A real roller coaster with
you
the goggles
that?
On.
That is so
I did
cool.
That.
Oh, I hate
did.
Those.
I thought I was going to yak right on the spot. I thought I was going to.
Where did you go through? What was the setup? Give us all the like. What was
cartoon
the theme?
World?
Lego cartoon?
Lego race through the streets on a raging
that
river.
So cool.
It
wasn't Blade
cool.
Runner.
It wasn't it's cool when, it, when you immediately feel nausea. It Ooh, was.
You're
it was
right because you know what I can handle. Fast, I can handle upside down. I get messed up with is the virtual reality. Reality doesn't match with
you've
what you've
tried that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? I feel like such a rube.
It doesn't match with what you're feeling. Uh-huh. I don't do any VR rides anymore because I come out of them and I can't get my equilibrium back.
When you look down during the VR rides, can you see your bare feet?
Yes, absolutely. But they're beautiful. They're beautifully manicured.
It affected him so bad, it lasted all the way through the Christmas party when he went to the bathroom.
That's right. I finally just couldn't take it anymore.
Your own VR ride. Oh, look, this is the sink. Oh, my nose. Oh, my face.
So anyway, I got the pain of lower abdominal issues and my diverticulitis. And
but it didn't flare up while you were on the property, did it?
No, not on the property. Well, maybe it started on the property. I mean, I'm sitting there. I'm doing the press on the gut. And then it just got worse and worse and worse. And I got back from Legoland Wednesday night and was out of commission pretty much. You know, I had CAT scans. Man. I went to the doctor. You know, I feel like Rosanna. What are you doing?
Because you got a hole in your intestine, you big fat pig.
The moral of the story is, look, it could have been something I ate. It could have been going on the rides. Moral of the story, you know, fat man, lose more weight if you're going to go on these children's rides. And but the little guy had a fantastic time.
Any good rides at Legoland? Because I don't know that they're known for their rides.
No.
They're known for their roller coasters. When I was going to go,
right,
the kids did not seem as enthused as I thought they would.
Mm.
And mind you, it's 9 and 13 now.
Sure.
And they said, it's a little far. Don't you want to go to Universal? I said, no, Legoland. We said Legoland before vacation. We're going to go.
There was one ride in particular. Michael wasn't able to go on it, but Carla took him to another part of the park, but I enjoyed it.
What was it?
Inside Stormy Daniels.
It was really
a VR experience. No roller coaster. It was spectacular.
I'm not sure it was VR. Was it VD?
Yeah, I don't know. I itched a little bit when I came home.
At Epcot Center when I was a kid, the one and only time I ever went to Disney World, they had a ride that you would get into what I call the V spaceship that looks like the spaceship from the aliens landed.
Mm-hmm.
And you went through the human body. And you saw blood cells and white blood cells. It was interesting. Looking back at that, they could have filmed that in a urethra because I don't know what the hell we were looking at as kids.
You're not sure what part of the body you were inside.
That is it.
And the only last thing I can tell you about Legoland is when we were coming in the second day, we went for like an hour and a half, and then went back in the morning for about a half a day. We didn't need the full day with little kid. And there was a guy in front of us who, to the best of my knowledge, was a man 31, 32 with no family around him. And, I don't want to say the guy was creepy, but I was standing maybe a foot away from him as he checked in by himself with his horn-rimmed glasses, you know, the BTK killer. I wanted to Purell my whole body.
Oh, God.
And that's a guy going to Legoland as an adult for his afternoon of fun.
What's the merch like down there?
The merch is all Legos. It's Legos, and he got a Lego set to take home, and that was how we bribed him to get him out of the park the second day.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the scary guy.
No, that guy. No, he went on to his little nerd.
Yeah, he said, look, this is a Lego set. It's a 4,000-piece Lego set of a crawl space.
Right, right. Nothing all says success, Legos. Though. No, you know, nothing says I'm going to a theme park on a Wednesday in the middle of the week as a man of prime working age than Skechers with gray ankle socks. There's nothing quite like that. I said, hey, success. Thy middle name is you. We'll take a break and come back with
crowds.
more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Golden Globe winning actor Jeff Bridges coming to you from deep beneath the sea. And when I need anything, I always use the TMOS Shopping Center. It's the best, man. Super far out. Whether it's Target, Macy's, or Walmart, I get everything I need just by clicking the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. So whether it's krill or blowhole grease or eyebrow scissors for my brother Bo, I always get a whale of a deal. Plus, I love supporting the dudes at TMOS. It's groovy, man. So hit the TMOS website and spend some dough, or I might swallow you whole. Yeah, man.
Thanks, Bo. Not Bo, that's Jeff.
That's Jeff.
I thought Bo was on. Wasn't Bo on the promo at all? No, Bo?
But we might have him soon.
Oh, very good. Exciting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It is like magic.
I don't want to go into a dark place, but I must say this. My father's brother passed away over the holidays. It was a long time coming.
Yeah, my sympathies, Rob, and everybody on the show, we told it to you personally.
Yeah, but, and that's,
to
I
your father
that.
And every his brother. And your uncle, very, very sad.
But
very,
we were,
sad.
But this was such a long time coming that we were already starting to plan his celebration of life that we're going to do in March. And we have thousands of black and white pictures sitting in a box in the attic. We sent them to Legacy Box. His slideshow is done.
I
just can't wait for everyone to
preserve
see
the memories.
My
as well.
Dad and his brother as 4-year-olds running around. It is so awesome. And all we had to do is mail it in. Awesome.
Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right here in the USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. And thank you to Legacy Box.
Yes, great,
to
great.
Your dad, HBS, and everybody in your family. That's Rob had a tough holiday, and you got a good family there.
I love you,
and really, that's
appreciate.
I never had the pleasure of meeting the twin brother,
he was a pretty remarkable, funny
his
guy. His name was Pete. Bob and Pete. I think Pete was about 90 seconds older than my dad, and they were flip sides of the same coin. Pete, as funny as my dad, very wise, has two marvelous kids, Casey and Mark, and he's survived by his widow Lynn. And he was in care for the last 5 or 6 years, and it was really, really sad.
Did he have Alzheimer's? Is that what
it was? Frontal lobe dementia and Parkinson's, which is a
similar,
very similar. And right. Even up to the very end, he was still aware of surroundings. And when we talked to him in his last few days, he was laughing at the jokes. He would make eye contact with you. But essentially, what happens? This is so sad. Is that your brain loses the ability to control things like swallowing, breathing, coughing. Mm. And so he had to ride out the last few days on morphine and Ativan, but he passed comfortable, surrounded by his family. If you have to go, it's not a bad way to go. But
you do the hospice thing?
Yeah, he was in essentially a hospice care facility in Charlottesville.
There are, I don't talk about this because it's kind of dark, but I think there are a lot of older listeners that we have in our audience, and I think they've gone through this. These young people, and a lot of them in their 20s, that work these hospice nurses that
angels.
They have.
Amazing
are,
people.
I guess it's the training, but my, you know, my experience that I had with my mom and this nurse who was just came in at the very end of her life and was an angel. Oscar's right. Came in and was just so skilled at giving a family what you want, and unfortunately at that particular time, which is information on
yep.
what's happening and how things are going.
But it's such
and
a
it
comfort. The way they present it is...
Yeah, they're good at what they do.
They're the best.
You know, got to be a tough gig at the end of the day when
I would
you're coming
think
home
so.
From dealing with
I would
with
think
that.
So.
But
not a lot of reward there.
Yeah, they know how to handle it. And, you know, I've told this story before. When the funeral home was coming to get my mom, and this guy came... I'll never forget my niece's comment to me. This guy comes in and he's got the jet black suit, the single black tie.
Sure.
He's got jet black hair slicked back all the way. And they're literally bringing my mom out on a gurney.
Mm-hmm.
And they, but she's in a body bag
right.
To go to the funeral home. And my niece looks over at me and says, "You think he cultivates that look?" Special moment. My family, find humor everywhere. Fantastic. All right. So, Oscar, it's you're up now, and I want to know, do you want to get right to your holiday, or do you want to get to your obsession with Rob Spiewak's mustache?
No. Look, the holiday, and I can thumbnail that. I love my family. I was promised a lot. I was given nothing. And by that, I mean, this was the holiday of theme parks. And actually enjoying
you were sold a bill of
Orlando.
Goods. Yeah.
outside of the family.
Mm-hmm. You made it sound like you were going to come down to Orlando.
It was going to be fun.
It was going to be like the Disney cruise for you. Yes. That's what you were looking forward to.
And you should know that I took a little bit of pride not going to the parks during the holidays. But we've done everything we could, I said, up till now. And flying down to Orlando, if you're doing it during the holidays, everyone's got mouse ears. Everyone's pumped up and they're happy. And I'm like, well, I can't wait for the fricasse, but I don't care about anything else. This year was the year I was going to show my wife what the theme parks were all about.
You should have served the fricasse in an inverted mouse ears hat.
Because it's shaped like a bowl.
You went down for Christmas.
Yes.
And you were coming back before New Year's, right?
We went for 7 nights, 8 days.
I can only tell you this because it was after you left. But this is the truth, that right before we went up, we were traveling on this day. On the news that night at Universal Studios, they had helicopters over the park to get the shots of the how insane
the sea of
those
people.
Parks were.
Oh,
the sea,
no.
Like, you know, these places have roadways where you walking trails.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, you couldn't move. That's how, it wasn't just lines at the rides. It was, so I don't know, you know, be careful what you wish for because it might have been horrible.
Well, for me, it was more about, okay, the kid, I knew that Luca was turning 13, so you get to a space where Tia Oscar is not cool anymore. Tia Shannon is not cool anymore, right? Sophia's
worst feeling when they get to that age.
Which is fine, because I know that he's having like a lot of mixed emotions about what's cool and what's not cool. Mm-hmm. And I remember that age. Sophia's still 9, so at least we could have rolled with her if she wanted to go. Kids are becoming teenagers. They're just dicks. I know that.
Carl and I have a plan for that when he gets to be 13, though, because we will welcome the BS at that moment. And because the BS stand for boarding school. anyway, go ahead.
So I knew right away there was an issue about 2 days in after we arrived, and it was Christmas Day.
Yes.
And I said, all right, because we arrived on essentially Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And I was like, when are we going to Legoland? Are we going the following week? I would say, are we going on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday? Which one?
Haven't you always wanted to go to Legoland?
Yeah.
And don't you picture him when he asks that question? He has his 3-drink-in drunk eyes, his big saucer eyes. When are we going?
When are we going to Legoland?
By the way, the most amount of drinking this holiday ever during the Santana, because my family doesn't really drink.
Right.
So I always hold it in check. Not a monster, but at this point I had to make my own fun, Mike. So I get the
and manage not to fall.
I get the heads up, and my brother-in-law is great. He never has Jack Daniels. The only time he ever has Jack Daniels is when I'm coming to town. Like, he goes into the liquor store and buys everything.
So you partook a lot in front of your mom and dad.
Well, it was helpful that my brother-in-law's looking to become a Scotch man, and
very good.
And right. I guess as you
and
get
the way
older,
he talks or what he drinks.
No, he had that bottle from all I can remember because I'm a rube.
But Oscar's here. Look at you. Welcome.
He had that McKellen or
McCallum.
McCallum. It was the bottle from Cocktail when he gifts at the end.
Oh,
Tom
yeah.
Cruise gifts the bottle, if I'm not mistaken. He pays off a bet.
Yeah,
I understand.
And I was like, oh, this is interesting. What's this all about? He's like, oh,
McCallum.
Do you want to try that? I said, this is the bottle from Cocktail. I'll have a Jack Daniels. Let's talk about the bottle.
Oh, so you didn't go with the scotch?
I've tried scotch. I don't have... No,
if you're a bourbon guy, you're probably not going to like scotch.
My
an Irish whiskey guy.
Where are you on scotch?
I'll drink scotch before scotch, I'll drink scotch. Bourbon.
Really?
I will drink scotch before bourbon. Yes, I will.
So.
Here you go, Oscar.
Yes!
I hate this song.
I love this song. So, sitting there, it's Christmas, just got back from Bumblebee. I'm like, all right, that was fun. Let's figure this out. And I'm like, hey, which day are we going to Legoland? And if we have time, are we going to Universal?
Going to Legoland.
Right. Maybe Disney. Shannon's never been to any iteration of Disney World because her parents hated her. So, now, we're sitting there. And
that's sad, right?
And my sister says, Luca's got a national soccer tournament, and she put national in front of it because she wanted to make it sound important.
Sure.
And I was like, all right. I was like, that's cool. I was like, winners games, and what does that have to do with me? Well, this was a working holiday for my brother and sister, as the hospitals are still open.
Yeah, people can still get sick no matter what.
Those
time
doctors,
of year it is.
Man, no time off for the docs.
Oh yeah, barely saw them. They said we're going to need you if it's possible to drive them because
unless you're having a diverticulitis attack and you want to see your physician, he's off again.
My brother left for Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, where his in-laws live. So
how is
June 11th,
Mr. O'Mara?
Your brother-in-law left.
No,
while
my brother, my blood brother, who was down for the holidays.
Jose left and went
day
to Palm
after
Beach.
Christmas to Palm Beach
with his wife.
Yes, for the in-laws.
Okay. So they were doctors that actually had some time off.
They had anesthesiologists, by the way. A pro tip from your Uncle Oscar, kids. If you're going to be a doctor, an anesthesiologist is probably the highest paying, best quality of life. You heard it here first.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, I think you're right. I've known a couple of them. They kind of make
a shorter day.
And they could put themselves to sleep if they wanted to. That's true. I don't know if they do that, but you can. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought because I want to get back to what you did on your holiday. And then maybe you can throw in a little bit about thing you're obsessed with.
Still
with
haunted.
Space. Still haunted. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Somebody's going to hurt someone.
More broadcasting. The Mike O'Mara Show, 2019, the year of Ponyboy. Tune in and witness his thrilling transformation. A new Matthew, stronger, better, more determined. He's replaced his cigarettes with excellence. This is the year we watch Matthew bloom. Don't miss the metamorphosis. The Mike O'Mara Show. Always improving for you.
There you go.
That was really good.
Boy, that sounded good, Rob.
Welcome
back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. It's a new year, time for a new you, so you need Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift, Pio, Hip Hop Abs, 3-Week Yoga Retreat,
everything.
Many, many more.
Everything!
Get motivated by celebrity super trainers. Carla is more than halfway through the 80-day obsession, and she looks amazing, especially when she's getting done with her Beachbody Demand, going to the gym, coming back, doing more Beachbody On Demand. It's just incredible. Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels that you can access on any smart device. I know that Oscar loves it. I really want you to try this service because it will make you feel better inside and out. I promise. Get in shape with Oscar.
Hey, Oscar.
Right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership, including their new 14-day results plan, where you can lose up to 9 pounds in the first 2 weeks. Just text TMOS to 30-30-30. That's full access to this entire platform. Free!
No excuses.
What's the number again?
30-30-30.
Got it.
All the workouts, the nutrition information, the results plan that will get you super fast results and support totally free. Again, text TMOS to 30-30-30 or Beachbody On Demand. When last we checked, you were getting ready to go to Legoland and maybe Universal Studios.
I think we were going to have time. I thought we were going to have time. And my sister drops a bomb on me that she needs me to ferry little Luca to a soccer tournament in Orlando.
How far of a drive is that?
I am not fit to be a father, especially in Florida, because...
Was there any doubt?
I'm probably right. the games are everywhere in the Florida, Orlando area.
Which is a major metropolis.
Two of the games, Mike, were in Cinderella's castle.
Orlando.
I'm happy you mentioned that, because the first game,
the
first game of the tournament, and there were games from, there were teams from Los Angeles, there were teams from Iowa, there were teams from around the country, because why wouldn't you have a soccer tournament during the holidays the best place on earth, the Magic Kingdom,
sure,
where you bring your family and your kids compete in sport. Right. Now, if you thought that Disney or ESPN or ABC were hurting for dollars, think again, because they're not. They have every piece of this, I guess, what is essentially the tourism board under their thumb, because I've never been to a soccer tournament with greener fields and Goofy and all the Disney characters in soccer uniforms when you arrive.
Wow.
Now,
so this is a facility par excellence.
Oh,
this is gorgeous,
God.
Right?
I would pay to play on this turf. And I looked like turf, by the way, and it was real grass.
And they actually had characters there?
They had characters.
So they got their thumbs in that pie, too, huh?
Make sure you go to Pavilion 2. Goofy is taking pictures. And I ran like a little kid to take pictures with Goofy.
It's pronounced character.
Character.
You got to go see the characters?
It's like in the channeling the memory of Michael Eisner.
Yes.
The characters. Yeah, all right.
Check out Pavilion 4. We've got a national team member from the women's team, and Minnie is there as well. I'm like, what is happening?
We're going to need a soccer uniform for Stitch. We're going to put Stitch in Pavilion 5.
This is a big deal. Yeah. They've got all the kids from all over the country, and you just have to get in the car and drive over there. That's pretty cool.
Yes, but Mike, going to a tournament in Florida, which I thought was going to be, he's 13, let's say an hour tops of my time. It is a 5-hour commitment.
Oh.
5 hours, and I'm saying minimum, because I'm timing things out where I'm like, okay, game's at 10 o'clock, we'll get there at 8 o'clock. And by the way, you got to get there early, because everybody's got to check in, and everybody's got to have their pre-game meeting for an hour.
You would think it'd be a little shorter, you know, playing the sport that America doesn't care about.
Fields for days. They clearly have some sort of following. Soccer does, I say. Football, not Americano. Football Español, right?
Latino. Pavilion 6, we've got Gus the Mouse from Cinderella. And he's kicking a ball. Wow.
Spare no expense. They are representing the city of Orlando.
Right.
One's Los Angeles, and they're
playing all these teams. Is he on a travel team for Orlando?
He's on a travel team. Don't ever do it, Mike. Doesn't matter how great little Michael is. It's going to ruin your life, and it's going to change your entire... It's not about you. You think it's not about you right now? It's never about you when they're on a travel team.
I've heard this from every parent that I've ever talked to. Luca's got to be pretty good, right?
He is good, though he is short.
He's good at traveling.
He got whatever gene is that Latin gene for little guy, he's got it. Now,
it's such a commitment. It's an amazing commitment.
So the burden was put on me. Now,
he's 23andMe came back Diego.
The tournament is you win, you move on. You win, you move on. You win, you move on.
Oh, boy.
Now, his age bracket, whatever. Some of these kids look like they're in PEDs because, as I told Mike and we had an exchange, they looked like they were 40. I said, well, that kid must have been redshirted because there's no way he is 13.
Does 5 hours mean he won a lot?
So, no. I find out that you win, you stay, you lose, you go home. So, this is Wednesday first game of tournament. And I'm like, I've never rooted against my family. But at this point,
that is such mixed emotions.
Someone pull a hammy, let the goalie fall apart. I don't know, because I don't want another or two at max of this.
How many? What was the team they were playing? Where were they from?
I want to say Boise, Idaho.
Okay.
The whitest team I've ever seen in America. There was not one Latino that was traveling with them. Now,
remember not to touch the ball with your hands.
In the concession line. And there are bleachers on all these fields.
Sure. Like,
this is a big deal. I remember this is when you know you're so out of loop and you don't belong there. First of all, the hottest looking crowd I've ever seen, because these are all fit families that are running around.
Okay.
There is no lawn chair BS that I remember growing up with where the dads are just sitting there the entire game. These guys are running up and down the field, annoying at times because you're not playing the game and your kid's 13 and all he's probably thinking about is, when is this going to be over when I burn out?
It's golf for my boy. Golf for my boy, the individual sport. Thank you very much.
Not just golf, but drop-off golf. I'll see you at 5 p.m.
See you in 2 hours.
And Shannon is very, very interested in
this. So she came along.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be miserable. I got Shannon, Sophia, I got the whole family except for the parents, right?
Okay.
I bring my dad.
So what, were the parents working? Were they working. Were they doctoring that day?
They're at the hospital.
Okay.
Well, so, actually, they were in the Goofy costume.
This was planned, Mike, because they knew old the Manny was coming into town, and he could take care of everything, right?
Manny. Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure this was
talked
about.
I mean, did they give you any kind of heads up on it that you were going
to
be doing this?
No, I got
this?
The bad news. This is how it was sold to me. Soccer tournament, and they're like, they probably won't win, so you'll have Thursday and Friday. You can do whatever you want. Take the kids, right? Take the kids to Legoland. I'm fine with that. Take the kids to Universal. They've been there a zillion times. No big deal. So I'm sold that the team isn't good. Now, the team isn't great, but the other team isn't that great either.
Oh, no.
They they end up stumbling into a win. And I'm like, oh. And
does that mean you have to come back the next day?
Yes!
Oh!
To another, like, this is another 6 hours,
you're
7 hours
so
of my
boned.
Life.
Yeah, horribly you're so boned. Boned by yes. your family. You are boned by your family.
And you have to look happy about it.
Yeah.
So, did they pop for the airfare for everybody to come down?
No. This is they think I'm doing something with my life. No. They pay for everything while we're there, though I did pick up two Publix tabs when I went to the grocery store. I felt good about that.
That's nice. So, yeah. But you're coming down to, like, sun and fun in Florida and going to a soccer tournament for 2 days.
I said to my wife, I said, let's pretend that our flights are earlier and then go stay in a hotel. And never post anything about Facebook. never tell anybody where we're at. Just say we went home.
I would do that.
So
great move.
So, and what I also don't know is that my nephew, who is at that ambivalent age, and you've talked about this when you're you talk about your son, where you're like, dude, I don't have to be here. So if you're not pumped up for these games, because when it's go time, I'm engaged.
Right.
Like we get in the car.
Yeah, the actual spirit
and he's
of
like
competition
mopey, sleepy. I'm like, do you want to go to this? Because we can cancel this trip right now. Like, right. No big deal. They're not going to miss you. Your roster's pretty deep. He's like, yeah. And I was like, no, man. If you're going into battle, I was like, we got to get a chant together. And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, we need music. I want to see you up and ready for this game. Because he's sitting there, like, on his phone, which I remember my dad probably thought I was an a-hole looking at my Game Boy growing up, being like, are you ready for this game?
Sure.
Are you pumped up for this? So I said, no devices. We're just throwing on jock jams.
Yeah, well, if you're the surrogate father taking him to this tournament, yeah,
my
you can
rule
exert
book.
Your influence.
Yes, of course. Yeah. His rule
I'm
book.
With you 100% on this.
So,
absolutely.
I don't think my brother-in-law, my sister have ever done this. I said, all right, man, let's visualize this win. Like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, let's start chanting. And you've got
Sophia.
Well,
Rob, this is when he takes it too far.
We got Sophia, who's 9. We've got Luca.
How's she
13.
Doing during? Is she bored during this too?
She's making friendship bracelets. She's still in that La La Land 9 where sure. everything's fine.
Meanwhile,
I have no choice in
Oscar's
my life.
Chanting, go to hell, Boise. Go to hell.
Well, it's like no, this is Thursday. They're playing another
yeah,
team.
Yeah, so it's you're there. And this game is at 11, which gives us, so we have to leave at 8 at this point, right?
Oof, that's still early.
8 a.m. Game time, 11, 8 a.m. They get there by 9. They have their quick meeting, then they warm up, and then the game. So
God.
I tell, I saw we have got a good hour ride to the field, and I say, all right, what's the chant? And Chan's like, why do we need a chant? I said, because we're getting pumped up for this game. I said, all the great champions I know, not me, but all the great champions I know, it's game day. You
I've
get
read
to go.
About it.
I remember when I used to play just a private intramural with Dominique when he was in the NFL, in the league. And this is off season. This is one of his workouts. But if you were playing on his team, because he would set the lineups the night before, you would get a text at 7 a.m. and it was to pump you up for this intramural game to win.
Wow.
So I poor said, I said, let's chant. Take name, kick butts. Take name, kick butts. What are we going to do? Take names, kick butt. Take names, kick butt, right?
Did you screw it up then when you were trying to show them?
No,
I didn't
screw it up because everybody in the car screwed up. They said, wouldn't we kick butt and then take the names? I said, no, you might kick the wrong butt. They started
kick
dissecting.
Butt, take names.
They started
kick
dissecting
name, take
my chant.
No.
It was the worst. It was the worst caravan or tailgate to a game because everyone's like, no, you got it wrong. Dio's
with your
got
heritage,
it.
You might not want to use the word caravan. That might be a little
well,
might be a little scary. That
good call. So tailgate to go to a game and get pumped up.
So
and
you
I
chanted the exact opposite
yes,
of what you it, wanted it to do.
Because also my wife's like, why are we kicking butt? I said, don't help. Like this, you don't understand that kid. He's apathetic. I'm pissed we're even in the car. I need someone to be engaged in this process.
Right? Who did they play on Thursday?
The Los Angeles. And by the way, the moms, I mean, if they got the dollars to travel across the country for this one,
sure.
The mom, all trophy moms.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, oh man. Well, whatever they're doing out there, they're doing right. And the dads, all on PEDs. They definitely have some hormones in them because I've never seen more dads run up and down the field, up and down the field. I'm like, that's not natural. You guys are in your 50s. You've got to be on some sort of testosterone.
And they're all have
Rangers.
I got
to give you a timpani for this now, though. Did they beat Los Angeles by any chance?
They got destroyed by Los Angeles. And then I'm like, yes, no, I'm sorry. We had the chant wrong. Didn't really work out. But since they already won their first game, they have to come back on Friday.
Ah! Oh, no.
Oh, God.
For the consolation game, which is.
You did 3 days. You did Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on your vacation of a soccer tournament?
Yes. I was working.
God, Oscar.
I might as well have been on care.com or whatever website you go to get people to do your dirty
Task
work.
Task Rabbit.
Task Rabbit. I was the rabbit, and all we did was watch with 13, 14-year-old age bracket male soccer games. And if one more person asks me why aren't girls playing in this tournament, I don't know because it's not my kid. It's just this one's just for men. I know that everyone's equal now, but apparently these intermixed sex teams and not sex games, they're commonplace. But everybody's asking everybody, like, I'm part of the family. Why aren't the twin girls playing on the team? And I said, I don't know, lady. I'm barely here.
Did you come back Saturday?
We flew back on Sunday. Saturday was a day.
Oh, you didn't have to go to a soccer
but
game on
Saturday.
Saturday
is family day. And my father wanted to go to Barnes & Noble with the kids.
That is
which
fun.
Which is a four-hour trek, if you know my father, because the kids like to read. And I'm for that, but I would have liked to have seen some mouse ears outside of the soccer field, maybe Epcot Center, maybe Legoland. I had something fun to hide in Legoland for Mike. God. That would have been cool.
What were you going to hide?
Well, a little bottle of Jameson's.
Oh, he's so thoughtful.
You're like the relative of the year. They owe you.
You're amazing. Yeah,
they owe you.
Next year, we're leaving, wink, wink, early. And they won't have a choice. Because as these kids grow and before they burn out, there's more of this nonsense, I bet.
Oh, God. Well, you're Uncle of the Year. Yeah. Congratulations. I'm glad you enjoyed your vacation.
He didn't respect it or appreciate it at all.
Hope you had a good time at the bookstore.
Can you believe that? You traveled to Orlando, go to Barnes & Noble.
Hey, there's nothing better than a Florida bookstore.
Very light travel. People don't go. They don't read down here. No. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Team OS Live 2018 was a rousing success in Las Vegas. The big question now, when and where will TMOS Live 2019 be? There's lots of opinions in TMOS Nation.
What about Spokane?
From Washington, D.C. too, my hometown.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Pittsburgh.
Here we go.
Buffalo!
They have to come back to Vegas in 2019.
Down to Florida.
Wherever it is, whenever it is, you'll hear about it first on the Mike O'Mara Show. And the
Thank
B1s,
you,
led
okay.
by Jolene, will be ready to party.
I'll get that timing right. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jim Amato. Okay, I'm just going to say it. The TMOS Shopping Center, Macy's.com, Target.com, Walmart.com.
Yes.
Take advantage, people, and do it today. You can find all those shops on our website, and it supports TMOS. And we thank you.
News.
Boo. Just days ago, nobody knew the name Kelleth Cuthbert.
Are you lisping?
Oh, Cuthbert.
Ethel Thayer?
I know Alicia Cuthbert, but that's
name. She was hot from 24.
And
the girl next door.
Good pull.
Now everyone recognizes her as Fiji Water Girl.
Oh, her! Oh. Yeah, boy.
She photobombed just about every celebrity who walked the red carpet at the Golden Globes. According to marketing experts, Kelleth gave Fiji the equivalent of $12 million in free advertising. And she wasn't just lucky. She knew what she was doing. She says, quote, it's all strategic. You've got to angle. Yes, she did. She got in every single photo.
And you know
it's
what?
Amazing.
She was great, but the campaign was brilliant to have hot girls with water with straws walking the red
this
carpet.
This is going to be problematic, and I'm sure I'm going to get hate mail.
All right.
She's a plain Jane. Like, she's not.
Not
she's,
supermodel
she's not
gorgeous.
Like a, you know, the Corona girls that like in the fights are always up next to the fighter and you're like, all right, enough about you, but I'll look at you.
Yeah. Right.
This girl, and maybe this is strategic. She was not so attractive that she took any of the shine away from the starlets.
That's why she was a secret weapon, Oscar.
Okay.
Aha!
$12 million. That's the way that goes. A Chicago brewery, speaking of great marketing, This is fantastic. A Chicago brewery is allowing Angry Bears fans a chance to put their money where their mouth is by offering a year of free beer to any fan who can make the 43-yard field goal that Cody Parkey missed. I love Cody Parkey stories.
I do too.
They're building a goalpost outside their building. And this Saturday, fans can show up. This is brilliant. And try to make that 43-yarder. Oh, in addition to bragging rights, you can also win a free case of beer every week for a year. Here's the tweet from the company. A lot of armchair kickers are saying that they could hit that field goal, which we found doubtful. You're going to sit there on your throne of potato chips and vape pens and criticize the dude's athleticism? Get real. This is a hip company
that has got that finger on the pulse.
And that's going to get huge, huge coverage.
They confirmed that that was a block kick.
It was tipped, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, touched it with his fingers. We had that yesterday. Netflix says that 45 million accounts stream their new Sandra Bullock thriller Bird Box in its first week of release. I've seen it. It's hard not to click on it because you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. Did you like it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God, Mike!
Is it great?
Oh, first you have to be the only person. I know you're busy over the holidays. Yes, that has not seen it. If you watch it tonight, you will enjoy yourself.
Good. Well, you know, after Mary Poppins, I need something pleasant.
Actually, Mike, it was originally made in 1964 with Julie Andrews, and it was a better movie then.
They said it's the biggest 7-day viewership of any of their original movies. Of course, we mostly have to take their word for it since they keep their ratings
bigger than
the
Christmas Chronicles.
It says, I'm not sure.
Because that was huge, too.
Watch that with
it
the
kids. It was big.
Right.
They liked it. Netflix is only counting accounts which have watched at least 70% of the movie, so that makes their number even more impressive. So, Blind Box, check it out. All right?
Bird Box.
Sandra Bullock. What is it?
Bird Box.
Bird Box.
Yes.
No, it's Blind Box.
Bird Box.
Bird Box.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Don't they have blindfolds
they
on?
They have blindfolds on.
Yes, they do. Yes. And they keep them in a box. Now, does the bird wear a blindfold?
No.
I'm trying to get through so we can get on time, for Christ's sake. U.S. News and World Report just put out their annual list of the best-paying jobs in America, which features a lot of different types of doctors and management jobs, but only one job had below-average stress and good work-life balance. You'll never guess what it is. This was the only one really money-making job that had low stress.
Is it all travel, soccer coach?
No, orthodontist.
Ah!
All of the rest of the jobs that have six-figure salaries have above-average stress, a bad work-life balance, or both. Orthodontists avoid that because they usually don't have to handle medical emergencies, and they have more flexibility to their hours. This is possible. It's possible to make good money by doing this. Is it possible to make good money but still have a low-stress, balanced life? A career counselor says it is, but you have to make those things a priority and work to have them, so that's stressful to work it out. That means figuring out why your job is stressful and figuring out ways to reduce it, setting boundaries with your work hours so you can spend time at home, and adding things like exercise and breaks so you don't burn out. So there's that. A woman was cleaning an airplane last year and found a message written on a barf bag.
Ooh.
It was signed by a 21-year-old named Andrea. And she said she just bought the flight last minute from Miami to D.C. to intercept her best friend while he had a layover there so she could tell him she loves him.
That's
sweet. Isn't that wonderful? Since she was going to Australia in 4 days for a semester abroad, it was her last chance. Why write about her mission on a barf bag? Quote, my Wi-Fi doesn't work, so this is me venting. So now people on social media are trying to track down Andrea to find out if she did catch the guy between his flights to have a romantic comedy moment. But so far, Andrea's identity is still a mystery. So if you know Andrea, you know.
Was the barf bag used or was it empty?
No word on that. I'm not sure.
You could probably find her if you use the DNA from the puke.
Why don't they do this for bathroom graffiti where it's like, meet me at 3 p.m. for a good time?
That we could start a whole social media chapter for that. That'd be great.
I'm in 13C.
Right.
Bring a blanket.
S big D's.
BHP.
And now a little something something. Gross. There's a 42-year-old woman named Heather Carpenter. She lives in Sarasota, Florida.
Now, Sarasota is in the state of Florida, but I can't quite place it.
South of Tampa, north of me.
I can see it in my mind's eye.
Well, she works as a substitute teacher at an elementary school, and apparently she had a problem with the principal at the school, who's a woman named Allison Foster. Well, last month, Heather knew Allison was throwing a birthday party for her daughter at the park, and Heather knew because her daughter was in the same class and she was invited.
Ah.
So, to mess up the party, Heather went to the park earlier in the day and rubbed human excrement all over the picnic tables and the grill.
A grill!
We don't know. The grill that they have, you know, those grills they have in the public park.
I always thought they'd be so clean.
We don't know whose poop it was, but you'd have to assume it was Heather's personal blend. Anyway, she wound up doing $2,300 in damage to the park.
Wow.
So she was arrested for damaging property and criminal mischief. What can happen to a substitute teacher to make her so friggin' nuts? Anyway, maybe this crime, we should keep nuts out of the discussion. But, anyway, that's today's news you may not need. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara for Political Persuasions. When I promised to build you a great issue-oriented podcast, I promised you the strongest, most effective, biggest, most successful podcast ever. And I promised that we wouldn't pay for it. Well, it's true. It's here and it's free. The entertainment shutdown is over. Grab Political Persuasions every week on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found. Wouldn't that be you wouldn't pay for it?
I think we didn't pay for it because we as a country wouldn't pay for it.
I thought we were going to make freights pay for it.
We wouldn't pay. Oh, we'd make Mexico. It should have been we'd make Mexico pay for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Oscar, if you really wanted to do that, like double entendre.
Yeah.
It could be fun. Welcome back to the Michael Mary Show. Boy. Boy, oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. That Dudley Moore was a piece of work, wasn't he?
Yes.
Certainly was. Yeah. Perhaps you remember him as Arthur Bach, the happy inebriant who has no pretensions or ambitions. Such a colorful rogue. Remember when he said, "Isn't this fun? Isn't fun the best thing to have? Don't you wish you were me? I know I do."
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was awesome. Good old Dudley Moore. Who doesn't like Moore? If you like Moore, then maybe you should look into getting some more TMOS.
Arthur on the Rocks, right?
The Mike O'Mara bonus show is a 6-episode we do every week. You get more fun and more laughs, and that's more better. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get extra happy by giving back. Plus, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking and try to find the rest of that moose.
Toodaloo!
Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, Jan 9, 2019, Rob Spiewak.
I bet you've never run out of ice.
I bet you never run out of the ice. I say you're going to have 40 pairs of short pants.
Well, Mike, I am here tonight as speaking to you.
Tonight, I am speaking to you.
Speaking?
Was that last night? I watched it. I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Tonight, I am speaking to you.
He had his, our president had his first address to the nation from the Oval Office last night. And someone on Facebook mentioned the fact that when he's in the Oval Office, it looks like a set of the Oval Office somehow.
It does.
I don't know why, but it really does. This was my favorite takeaway.
I was hoping you'd get more of the dry mouth that he gets where it's like, God bless.
Stay with me. I think you're going to like this. This was my favorite takeaway from the speech last night.
Meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl.
That's not his to-do list, by the way. That was just some of the things we were trying to be worried about.
Meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl.
But to speak to what you just said, in 15 seconds, I will play you the 20 times our president sniffed during his 10-minute address last night. So it seems to me the thing to do is to marry the two clips. Mm. The kids would call it a mashup.
Meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl.
I just love that the president took the time to speak to us.
They said, I guess the book on it is that he didn't want to do it. He looked like a guy that didn't want to do it.
Oh, I can believe that.
Did he set it up?
No. His handler said you should do this to go
talk
out and make
to the
case.
Country.
Yeah,
there's a big controversy now.
I don't know any of the background.
Well,
I
there's
no
a
idea.
Big controversy now because it wasn't a national emergency.
So he asked for, presidents are supposed to ask for network TV time from the Oval Office when they've got a major
something
national something, and this ain't it. This is a political argument being used.
He just felt like
television.
He needed to speak to America.
Tonight, I am speaking to you.
Now, we have
I'm
a new feature.
Speaking to you. The rent stays the same as before.
Page two. We have a new feature on the Audio Vault. It is the Baltimore Criminal of the Day.
Oh, fantastic. I like this.
So, I want you to listen to this news clip. He was actually arrested in Pennsylvania, but he's from Baltimore, okay?
It appears that a 21-year-old Baltimore man, known by the alias Doodoo Butt, was arrested for a road rage-style shooting. Ward, a.k.a. Doodoo Butt, was wanted for first-degree murder and was Doodoo arrested Butt. In Pennsylvania on a Maryland warrant. No word on how he got that alias.
I'm so glad they picked up Doodoo Butt.
Oh, no, Doo-Doo Butt's going to, you better not get him mad on a highway.
Damn.
You get him mad on a highway. He was going out for some English fried chicken, and some lady, she cut him off. And when she cut him off, he got so angry, he pulled out his gun and fired at her.
No good.
Doo-Doo Butt, don't play like that.
No, put him in jail, Doo-Doo Butt.
Doo-Doo Butt.
So he is our Baltimore criminal of the day.
Mm-mm. Salute.
I hope we can have another one soon. Mike, nice. I know that whenever you're in Alabama, you listen to WJOX, the Jock, 94.5 FM.
Yeah.
They had a small technical error in which they wanted to sound like they were doing a live remote from the National College Football Championship. But what they did is they just pre-recorded it.
Oh, my God.
And they played it, but they played the version where Alabama won. So this is the clip that went out on the sports station, an FM blowtorch in Alabama, WJOX, the Jock.
Legend Roberts coming to you once again from Academy Sports and Outdoors, John Hawkins Parkway in Hoover. Many Bama fans coming through, getting all of their title apparel. What a great win over Clemson for the Crimson Tide. The sixth title in 10 years, truly amazing. Title number seven for Nick Saban. We're going to continue here. Come by and see us. Plenty more apparel to give away. Your title gear is here at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Landon Roberts for Jocks 94.5.
So he was not really at the sport apparel store. He was recording it in the studio maybe a week in advance.
And the filter he chose, whatever program they're using, is the worst for sounding on a phone.
Yeah, which reminds me of one time when I was doing...
I made some improvements over the holidays.
I know you're doing some tweaks,
Yeah, we can do that.
This is Mike. I'm here at the sporting goods store.
Sounds great.
Listen, I want to congratulate the Philadelphia Eagles on their world championship. And what a great Super Bowl between the Chicago Bears and just incredible Cody Parkey with the 58-yard. We got your title gear right down here. Come on down to Jammers, where you can get
Jammers.
All your fantastic title apparel. Hey, by the way, if you get a chance, go check out Mary Poppins Returns.
As you know, thank Alabama you. Actually did not win.
I want a name when I lose. They call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
That is lazy radio.
It is. My favorite 5-second remote story is one time I did an appearance at Jordan Kitt's Music that was sold to them as a live remote, but it wasn't. And the account executive said, take my cell phone and go pretend to call into the station.
Shady.
You want to rat out the AE on that one?
I believe it was Libby Hughley.
Oh, my God! Libby!
Hello, dear.
Don't do it!
What a great choice.
All right, let's close with this. This is horrible when a store is robbed over the holidays. It was an Apple store, Mike.
The NYPD is looking for a man who recently broke into an Apple store and stole $75,000 worth of products. That is crazy. Why would anyone need 5 iPhone cables?
It's a little close to home for me. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's. 2 B's.
2 B's.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, send me your towns. I like to put them in the opening of the show, and I'll have a template for you.
Put them in Mike O'Mara's hometown hopper.
And then maybe we'll put your little tack in the map. Put a tack in the map.
Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift. Get it for yourself. Go ahead and do that, too. Easy as pie, just as tasty. Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, Alabama.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Tonight, I am speaking to you.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.